the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Blessed Feast of All Saints to everyone. My dear friends in Christ, there are two very common mistakes we make about heaven. One is, we will be very happy in heaven. The other is, we have to be good to get to heaven. If we think they're mistakes, we're wrong. We make these statements very often. We will be happy in heaven, and we do have to be good to get to heaven. From this, we see that goodness and happiness are connected. They eventually converge on the same point. We're happy in heaven because we will be dwelling with God and thus drawing in the fullness of life as alive as we possibly can be, far more alive than we are now in this finite and very limited existence. In heaven, we have being to the fullest extent possible, being what we are meant to be. In other words, fulfilled. But to get to heaven, we have to be good, meaning that we have to be in union with God, living in such a way that we have the life of God operating within us. The way to get to heaven is to live like we're already there. Now, certainly, we're not as happy here as we will be there, but everything else is more or less the same. The only difference is that here we have things that are not so positive, but they can be positive. We have suffering, we have distractions, and we have purifications. These things are preparing us to go to heaven forever. Those in heaven worship God. They thank Him, they trust Him, they submit to Him, they love one another, and pray for those in need. These are all things we're supposed to do here on earth, not only in heaven. And the more we do them, the happier we are. And furthermore, these things give us the surest way of getting to heaven. On earth, we have a foretaste of it. And the best way to approach happiness on earth is not just to stay out of sin. Certainly, we have to strive for that. But really, the best way to approach the happiness of heaven is to obey God in all things. So what do? Well, we strive to live out the Beatitudes. We heard in today's Gospel, our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, part of it. Blessed are the meek, blessed are the humble, blessed are those who hunger after justice, and so on. To be blessed means to be both happy and good. They are happy because they are good. Good because they are happy insofar as they remain in union with God. The closer one is to God, the happier and the more likely to behave in the right way. Now the saints are also blessed because they were close to God. They strive to behave in the right way, to do the right thing, to obey God's law, to follow His will. They come in different degrees of holiness. Most are not canonized. Most were just ordinary people who lived out their life according to the will of God. Most were pretty much average like us. We can get to heaven without being the best. But we do have to be good. And we have to strive to do God's will as all the saints did. And in this, there's one thing more. We have to strive for excellence in doing God's will. Will we fail? Yes, sometimes we will fail. But we always have to strive for that excellence. So today, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. We're celebrating ordinariness, rightly understood. At the very least, we seek union with God to be in a state of grace so that we will be there on the last day among the blessed. But we know that we shouldn't really just seek the bare minimum or the very least. But the thing is, that's what a lot of us do. We just try barely to stay out of sin. We have to go farther than that. We have to strive for more. Even though we don't have to be the best to get to heaven, we still have to aim at being the best. So this is why we should always remember that a lot of the All Saints were people just like us, that battled through the same sort of things that we go through. Maybe they had a difficult marriage. Maybe they had very little money. Maybe they had trouble passing exams. Maybe they struggled with depression. Maybe they were bullied by someone. Maybe they had doubts about their faith, whatever. To better understand this, it might help to think about the day we die. And then 50 years later still, people might read our tombstone at the cemetery and gather some basic information. When we were born, when we died, what our name was. Outside of that, maybe not too much else. But they won't understand all we went through. That won't be marked on the tombstone. Just as we won't understand what they went through, those who came before us. So there's a great consolation in knowing that we're all in the same boat. And during our sojourn here on earth, we can encourage each other to holiness and not only do just the minimum, not just to hold on until we die, but to set our sights higher. Even though we're sometimes, most of the time, very, very ordinary when it comes to doing our best for God, we must be extraordinary in this one sense. Our religion works better if we do our part in a serious manner, faithfully, firmly, not just playing at religion, playing at being Catholic, not just dabbling around the edges, keeping God at arm's length. My friends, our blessed Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the reward and the way to the reward. He is the only one who can make us happy and the only one who can give us this possibility, this capacity, this possibility of being good, of being a saint. Today and every day, we should enlist the intercession of all the saints so that this possibility becomes a reality and that the reward be heaven itself. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.